Welcome to the Families of Character Show. I'm your host, Jordan Langdon, and as a wife, mom, and licensed clinical social worker, you get practical parenting stories, research-based parenting solutions, and most of all, support. Lean in and let yourself be inspired and reminded of the gifts you have as a parent. Let's jump right in. Welcome back, parent friends. Jordan Langdon here, and I have been out and about in the community here around Denver meeting with parents who are part of our private Facebook group called the Thrive Community by Families of Character. And it has been such a joy to see you all face to face. I'm a face to face person. I prefer face to face contact. The last 2 years just starved me of that social connection and may have starved you too. So reach out to me if you want to meet up for coffee. I'll buy you a cup of coffee. Let's talk parenting and go about our business. Man, there's just no substitute for in-person conversations. And I've got to tell you, I've been meeting with some moms in particular who have young kids. And it really prompted this episode because I remember when I was a mom of young kids and it can be pretty stressful. I mean, if you think about it, when you first have children, especially from the mother's perspective, your kids are really dependent on you. They're dependent on you for their food, for nurturing, for everything, really. They're not able to contribute until they start crawling and are able to open cupboard doors for you or get something and hand it to you. And the interesting thing about that phase is that once our kids start doing that, because it's a new skill and they haven't mastered it, it's like we are impatient with them, right? And we don't have the time to help them open the door all the way or take 3 minutes to sit down and like pass a ball back and forth. And even a lot of times we just kind of hurry them along. As a matter of fact, I remember when our son was in Montessori school, one of the main tips that they gave us was to slow down as parents. They said, however fast your child is walking when you're holding their hand, walk the same speed. Do not make them run to keep up with your walking pace. They need to have you by their side at their pace in order to master this skill. And same thing with pouring a cup of rice from one measuring cup to a bowl, right? Let them do that at their own pace. But as parents, and specifically in my situation, I was working, my husband was working, and we were going from one thing to the next. And so I'd find myself getting impatient, not upset with a child, but impatient with myself. I think like I've overscheduled myself and now I can't do this the way I want to with this child. So maybe next time I'll go his pace. For now, we got to just get going. So I'd kind of swoop him up and carry him out to the car and off we would go. It was me tying his shoes, me putting his toys back in the bin and really robbing him from the experience of learning how to do that himself at such a young age. But then what I was thinking is, it's interesting because that next time I'll do it their pace just really never comes. If we start taking those responsibilities away from them at that young age, at one or two, they just stop trying. And so then they expect us to pick up the toys every time they make a mess. They expect us to pick up their dishes and put them in the sink after they've eaten. And you can just imagine how this plays out. 5 years, 10 years, all of a sudden ready to leave the nest. And they're still being doted on and cared for and are having things given to them that they could have done a long time ago on their own. So my point in bringing this up is that what happens to us as parents doing that is that our marital relationship suffers. And why do I say that? Well, because in my case, I was the one kind of doing it all for everyone. We have three kids. I'm picking up after everyone. I'm packing bags for sports practices. I'm cooking, cleaning up, and it goes on day after day. Well, my husband, he's working. He's trying to earn a living. He's also trying to pitch in around the house and do things. But because I'm so stressed, because I am so burnt out, and I am doing a job of four or five people plus my work, I begin to have this vision that becomes blurred. And so when I glance at my spouse, my beloved that I chose to spend the rest of my life with, I chose to be the father of my children. He chose me. He becomes blurry. I look at him, I glance at him, and I can barely see him. And it's because of this stress. It's because of the overwhelm. It's because I am running myself ragged, doing everything for everyone. He is looking at me in this way that, man, I miss my wife. I see her busying about the house. I see her doing things for our children. I know our children can do them themselves, but my wife keeps telling me she's got it, right? When I try to ask her how I can help or suggest, I remember so many times him suggesting ways of modeling for our children, how they could do things on their own. And in this sort of, you know, snort of, you know, frustration, I'd be like, ugh, and who has time for that? I don't have time to teach them to clean their room. Like, I do not have a spare moment in my day to do that. Like, that sounds good, but it's going to have to happen later. And then he would just sort of back down. Well, why would he back down? What man is going to really press and argue with his wife about this thing? You might bring it up again or insist. And if you do, that's great. But most men are not going to challenge their spouse. If their spouse says, I've got it, I'm good, okay, then I'm going to back down and allow you to continue doing what you're doing. Well, shoot, I burnt myself out quick. And then all of a sudden, it's like I don't even have access, visual access to my husband. We always talk about and joke in parenting when we meet up, like, oh yeah, are you in that phase of being two ships passing in the night? And it's like everyone can totally relate to that. And most couples, if I'm, you know, really letting you know what I'm hearing out there in the community, they will say we're two ships passing in the night, not just for 5 years of their parenting, but for like 20. Your life is short. We have a very limited time to live this life. And we have a very limited number of years with our kids and with our spouse. So if I could go back and tell myself as a younger parent, give myself some advice that I think would dramatically change my relationship with my kids and my spouse, it would be to be more intentional about helping my children become independent with their responsibilities and at the same time prioritize date night and intentional time with my spouse. What I would do is I would focus most of my efforts when my kids were really small on strengthening my marriage. And I know that might be hard for some of you to hear. Like, yeah, but when your kids are so little, you need them. And, you know, I hear a lot of mothers say, hey, but I just can't leave them. I can't leave them with a babysitter. I can't leave them with my parents yet. I have all this anxiety about leaving them. And what I would say is that is natural. It's natural to feel a tug at your heart when you're letting something go or giving the care of your child over to someone else especially when it's a new experience. And so I would say expect anxiety. Expect the first three dates you go on with your husband when you have a new baby at home or three under three at home to be just going out and just going through the motions. Like, I wouldn't put much stock into it being this intimate, romantic, amazing, sweep you off your feet type of date, right? To be realistic, the first few times you leave your kids in the care of someone else, you are just going through the motions with your spouse. And I would say to husbands, or if it's the other way around, where dad is the one anxious about leaving them with someone, maybe because of his own childhood experience or some trauma he had as a child, I would just suggest that the other spouse really give a lot of grace to those first couple dates, because you're just trying to get into a new habit. You're just, you know, going into territory that is just uncharted. It's brand new to you. So it would make perfect sense for it to be a difficult thing. But don't let that stop you from participating in intentional time with your spouse. There have been so many times in my relationship with my spouse where we have, you know, butted heads about how he is just wanting to go out with me. He wants to take me on a date, and I'm always giving him excuses. That's the bottom line, if I'm being honest. I'm saying, I don't have time. I can't think about that right now. How could you think about a date when all I'm thinking about is scheduling this pediatrician follow-up? Like, there's too much going on here. I can't even imagine going out to dinner. If I was to go back, okay, our oldest is 16. If I was to go back 14 years ago, I would tell myself, get through those first couple dates when you take the kid somewhere else and just sit through the time with your spouse and congratulate yourselves for doing something tough, for leaving your child with someone else. And then put it on your calendar once a week to do something away from your children, whether it's walking at a park, going to get fast food together, going out for a great glass of wine, having coffee on a Saturday morning at a coffee shop. Okay? If you neglect your marriage when your children are little, there is an exponentially large percentage chance that you are going to get divorced. If you pour all of your time and attention into your children, and that lens, that foggy lens, stays there where you cannot see your spouse, you cannot see their needs, and you are not filling their needs, your relationship could be doomed. And again, I say that from experience. We've had many, quarrels about this, where I understand what he's saying. Man, I want to date you. Man, I want to be with you. Man, I need time with you away from our kids. There's never any uninterrupted time. But I can't seem to push through my own dependency with my children in order to see him clearly. Okay? I will say that for Josh and I, once we started scheduling date nights, and I don't mean sitting down saying, okay, let's go on a date this Friday. Yes, that's a start. What I mean is literally sitting down with our calendar and saying, okay, the third Friday of every month is date night, like no matter what. We're locking it down on the calendar. He would be in charge of scheduling where we're going to go and what we're going to do, unless I had some request, and then he would honor that. But he took that burden off of me too as his wife, right? He knows I'm already stressed with the kids. I've got a lot that I just think about on a regular basis. So he says, you tell me the day of the month that you want to do this. Okay. Third Friday of the month, I'll lock it down on our calendar. And then as it gets close to that date, I'm going to suggest two things. Per- perfect. You know why I like two things? I don't like a lot of choices. I make a lot of decisions in my life every day for myself, for the kids, for our household. Give me two choices that have worked for us in the past, and I'll choose one from those two. Make the reservations. Make it easy for me to participate in the date. I will take care of the daycare, finding somebody that I'm comfortable with. And if you want to help with that, and we agree that that works, let's do it. But putting it on the calendar and then making it a non-negotiable. Okay, that means if your kid gets sick, maybe you have a backup plan. You say, okay, if they're sick on that date night, we're going 2 days later on Sunday night. And that's just how it works. So if our Friday doesn't work, Sunday, we got to make it up. But then you get in that habit of making your marriage a priority, having focused, intentional time together away from your children, and your bond grows closer and closer. It's so important for us as parents to prioritize our relationship. We are the ones who started this family together. And again, we chose each other. We didn't specifically choose our child. We chose to have a child, but we didn't choose what type of child they would be, what they looked like. But if you think about marriage, you chose your spouse and your spouse chose you. It's different than a relationship with a sibling, right? You didn't choose your brother. You didn't choose your sister. That best friend you've chosen for yourself to live out the rest of your days with. So don't you want to spend time with your best friend? Isn't that how you keep friendships going? It's not just by saying, hey, you're my friend. Let's just be friends. No, that doesn't work with your friend. If you say, let's be friends, but you don't spend any time with your friend, they find another friend. They move on. They have to. They're not getting their social needs met. Well, what's different about our marriage? When we commit to our spouse and say, I choose you to be my life partner. I choose you to be the father of my children, the mother of my children. If we do not prioritize that relationship, we can expect for it to dissolve. No one wants that. No divorced person raises their hand and says, you know, when I signed on to marry this person, I actually knew I was going to divorce them. I mean, very few people would ever say that. Nobody wants divorce, but it happens. So I want to encourage you, as difficult as it is, at least have a conversation with your spouse about the idea of reprioritizing your relationship, even if it feels like it's backwards. Even if as a mom you're going, I can't do that. I can't imagine thinking of my spouse over my child for one evening a week. Even if that's hard, even if you think it's not possible, I want you to commit to each other that you're going to try it. And if you have been listening and you have older children and are saying, beating yourself up, saying, man, we should have done this, it's not too late. It's not too late. It's never too late to reprioritize your spousal relationship. Do it today. Get your calendar out, sit down, commit to the next 6 months, one date a month. If you already do that, amp it up once a week. You think that's like really frivolous? It's not. This is so important. Your children thrive when your relationship with your spouse is one filled with joy and love that they can see and experience. So it is so much more worth it than the one little extra thing that you're going to do for your kids around the house, like tidy their toy room for the 14th time that day. I would tell myself, forget about that. Our house can be a little bit dirtier, a little bit messier for me to have a solid relationship with my spouse, for me to break through some of my own barriers so that I can nurture a lifelong relationship that I chose. Make the commitment today. Life is short. Our parenting time with our children is short. We need to make the time count that we have with them, where we are setting our kids up to be successful in taking care of themselves. Now, listen, on our website at familiesofcharacter.com, you can go to our shop. We have laminated toddler 5-star days checklist. So if you have little kids that you want to start tidying up their room, cleaning up after themselves when they have breakfast, or even making their bed, we have a pictorial laminated 5-star days checklist. So grab one of those, put it up on the wall, have them do their task and cross it out with a dry erase marker. It makes a difference, and you'll see the joy grow in them when they start taking back responsibility for some of the things that you have done. Another great resource we have is the 5-Star Days Family Pack. If you want that checklist instantly today, go to our website and download the 5-Star Days Family Pack. It has morning and evening routines and checklists for both you as the parent and them as a child to really get everybody on the same page, pitching in, helping out, taking care of themselves so that, again, it will give you as a couple time back for your relationship. And sign up for our weekly email newsletters if you aren't getting those already. The week that this particular episode launched, we sent out some conversation starters for date night to get you refocused on your relationship when you start making that date night a priority. Sometimes if you're not used to it, it's difficult to know where to even start in a conversation when you go out with your spouse. It's been so long since you've had uninterrupted time. So if you're signed up for our emails, you're going to get this free resource every week that goes along with these podcast episodes. You can go to familiesofcharacter.com and put in your email address to receive these newsletters. Listen, parents, I don't want you saying, man, if I could have gone back and done things different. You have a chance and an opportunity right now to make a difference in your marriage and family life, prioritizing your relationships. So take action today. Join us in our private Facebook group called the Thrive Community by Families of Character. And like I said at the beginning, hit me up. I'll buy you a cup of coffee and talk parenting with you. Okay, let's get to know each other. We want to know so much about what you're going through in your family life so that we can produce resources that are truly helpful for you. That is our mission here at Families of Character. You guys, take care of your relationships, prioritize what matters, and I'm going to circle back with you on the next episode. Jordan Langdon signing off.